Kederach Sheporlecha Benozir Mechatzan V'Yadzag. Like the Torah says here in the Pasha of Nozir, after the Prat to Klo, then it says again another Prat Mechatzan V'Yadzag from Pits on the Shells. Now, Mara says Rebbe Eliezer Ben Azayim Dekom Mukim Lai Mechatzan V'Yadzag Loimar Shein Chayiv Ach Yochel Beis Chatzan V'Zag. Rebbe Eliezer Ben Azayim, the Mishnah says that a Nozir is not Chayiv just feeding pits by itself, but you have to eat the pits and the shells, and it has to be at least two pits. How does Rebbe Eliezer know that from? He dashes the pasuk says mechatzanim v'yadzag, like chatzanim is lashon plural and zagim is lashon yochid. Mashma, you have to have at least two pits and a shell. So that's what the Torah says mechatzanim v'yadzag. So if so, prata minole. How does he know to call this a prat? The Chur occurrence of Rebbe Eliezer ben Azayah, the drosha should have been prat uklal, and that's all. And then you marb everything, even the shoots, even the leaves also. When the Torah then says mechatzan v'yadzag, that's not a prat. According to Rebbe Eliezer ben Azayah, you need that for its drosha by itself. It teaches us something new, that a nozer is only chayiv for the pits if he eats two of them with its shell. So Gemara says true. I'll tell you, savula k'Rebbe Eliezer. The Dorish Miat Ribu, stack it true. Hateya Rebbe Eliezer ben Azayah in our Mishnah holds like the time of Rebbe Eliezer, that he does not dash in here by the Nazir, the Pasha, with the Klal of Prat, but rather with Rashins with the Drosh of a Miat Ribu. And then Echnami, then the last Chatzan of Yazag is like extra. So since it's extra, Rebbe Eliezer ben Azayah uses it for his Drosh to teach us that a Nazir is only Chayiv if he eats two pits with a chill. So that's one way to learn the blood of an Isaiah. The boy is saying, another terrorist I can tell you is like this. The boy is saying, the Karabonin. Maybe no, Reb Lozab and Isaiah really Kadashin like the Rabonin, that is called here a Prat, Uklal and Uprat. You need the last Prat. And the last Prat is from the Posik, Mechatzan V'Yadzag, that says like a Prat, a special case of pits and shells. But it's like this. Di Saka Daitruch. But it's like this, if the Torah was only teaching us the Chiddush of Rebbe Eliezer ben Azayah that you have to eat at least two pits in a shell, the Torah should have said this halacha by the first prat. When it says Miyayin v'Sheicher, it should have said right away Mechatzan v'Yadzag also. L'may hilchoso kasvei bosaklal. How come the Torah waits to write Mechatzan V'Yadzag after it said the klal? Like first it says Miyayin V'Sheicher, Yazir, stay away from wine, a special thing. Then it says Mikol HaYetzim and Agefim Ashm, anything that comes out of the vine. And then it says later another prat of Mechatzan V'Yadzag. See, if the Torah only wanted to teach us Mechatzan V'Yadzag is to have two pits in a shell, the Torah should have said it at the beginning. How come the Torah waited to say it at the end after the klal? Ishma mino lemidaino beklal uprat. Therefore, comes to teach us that even according to Rebbe Eliezer ben Azayah, this last mechatzan v'yadzag is also for the klal of a prat, klal uprat. It's there to teach us that this last prat tells us don't learn anything like from mikol ha'yotzei migefen and should include anything, but no, it has to be me'ena prat like the prat. So Gemara asks, so v'yein makula l'hoch yudiyasa. So if so, how does Rebbe Eliezer ben Azayah know to make his drasha b'chlal that chatzan v'yadzag means you have to eat at least two pits and a shell? How does he know that? Maybe the whole pasuk is only here to make it into a prat uklal a prat. Mechatzan v'yadzag is used mainly for the prat. How do we know b'chlal to use it for Rebbe Eliezer ben Azayah's drasha of two pits? So Gemara says like this. Because in Kenya, the Torah only meant to use it to teach us the prat at the end. Lichta, the Torah should have said the same way. Oy shnei chatzanim, oy shnei zagim. Should have said either two chatzanim or two zagim. Oy chatzin v'zag, or else say loshin yochid. Chatzin v'zag. But now it's modna. L'may hilchus l'kosar v'chmona mechatzanim v'yad zag. How come the word chatzanim, it says loshin plural. Mashma two. And the word zag is mashma only one. That's a bissel mabno. What does the Torah say? Two chatzanim and one zag. If the only purpose is here is only to teach us that it should remain a prat or klal or prat, it's only for its prat, so the Torah should have said both together, shnei chatzanim and shnei zagim. So since the Torah changes it around and says chatzanim and zagim, shemamid, from here it's a proof, lemedresh bei klal uprata. It means to teach us klal uprat, v'ikanami lemedresh bei achiyachu shnei chatzanim v'zag, that you can learn out both these drushes from the pasuk. It's true, it's tak extra mechatzanim v'yadzag, it's for the prat. Because otherwise the shul started at the beginning of the pasuk, by miyayin v'sheicher. Since it waits till the end to say it, it's mashmet a prat uklala prat. But since the Torah changes its loshen and says chatzanim v'yadzag, a double loshen, then a single loshen, that's to teach us a special chiddush that a nazir is only chayiv if he eats the pits and shells. That has to be at least two pits and a shell. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Rebbe Elazar, tedarish miyut v'ribur. According to Rebbe Elazar, the nidashin is pasha by nazir with the klal is at the klal of miyut v'ribur. That's the way dashin. So since it's a miyut v'ribur, we said the ribur is marv ha'kol, so it's marv anything, even the shoots and the leaves. So Gemara asks, according to Rebbe Elazar, lechura prot or klal or prat min ole. How b'chlad does he know this yisoid then that we're saying now, when you have a prat or klal or prat, you're dashing it that way? In other words, maybe a klal or prat, you wouldn't know the difference between a klal or prat and a klal or prat or klal. How does Rebbe Elazar know this yisoid of klal or prat or klal? So Toys asked the kasha, what's the big kasha? Maybe Rav Elazar does know from the drasha of klal or prat or klal or prat. Dilma lestlei hamidah v'shum makom. Ki echad rabbanon ladashim miyut ribui. It's the same way the rabbanon don't use the type of a drasha of a ribui or miyut. Maybe Rav Elazar doesn't use the drasha of a miyut ribu klal of a miyut prat klal or prat. V'yeshleim matoy says im kem hevle lachalik v'chol makom. If so, Rav Elazar should argue then. If Rav Elazar doesn't know from this drosh, he should have argued. Like a lot of places in Shas, we dash him from the klal of prat to klal. So whenever we dash from klal of prat to klal, it should have always said that Rav Elazar argues on it. And since it doesn't say Rav Elazar argues there, Mashum Rav Elazar also agrees to this. Hey, whenever we dashin bechlal or prat or klal or marbina mihu ribui, meina prat k'may kroad v'chiyite in v'samach t'avon and dashin bechlal or prat or klal b'yazov yel rabbis k'ayna prat u'metalt l'gufoy v'loy mitzino shrab lezo chelak al midas halalu v'ribu yaisim ribu miyit halagamu moide shein nishboyam alakakois. Therefore, the Gemara is naming on Pshita, according to Reb Leza, ki b'mokem shenodarshim klal lo prat uklal, yidrashu prat uklal lo prat. He would also dash like that. Im yachol ha'apel klal lo rishoin. V'yimeinu yachol ha'darshe b'ribu yamit. V'ribu. That sheken kibla amidas, kishudarish prat uklal lo prat, mar b'kein ha'prat. K'mar rabbonim, klal lo prat uklal. Right. So Kitzur, Reb Elazar does agree to this drasha of prat uklal uprat. And when it's a klal uprat uklal, mashmudir the machloikis. That Rabbanan darshin ebateras a klal uprat uklal, and Reb Elazar darshins it then with the ribuy and a miyut. But when you have a prat uklal uprat, it's mashmud Reb Elazar does agree that we're not marbe everything, we're only marbe kena prat. So Kashrus, how does Reb Elazar know this? Where else in the Torah do we see such a drasha of a prat or klal a prat? So Gemara answers, Omer Bavua, Naftalei Mahai Kroch. Let's have from another drasha. Another type of a drasha we make, the Pasuk says, V'chiyiten yeshur yeyu. Chamor roi shor roi seh. That's a prat. Masha, if you give your friend to watch you for a pikod, then he should watch it for you. It says, if you give your friend a donkey or a shor or a seh to watch. A prat, only these three things. Then it says, V'chol behema. That's a klal. Then it says, Lishmo, you have to watch it, Chosu a Prat. So Klal is Prat to Klal a Prat. Iatadan kein a Prat. And the Gemara there dashes a lot of halachas from this, exactly how the Aveda, the Bikodin takes place. There's not Kakois, it can't be Kakois. It has to be something that's metaltal and Gufamom and not Shtoris. So you see, from that Prosik there, he learns out this Klal of a Prat or Klal a Prat. Rav Amar Rava says there's another pasuk in the Torah that makes these type of drushes. Nafkalei mehaikro. It says, V'im min is a prat. Hatsoin is klal. It's talking about korbanos. From what type of an animal you can bring a korban oil? For v'im min is a prat. Hatzoyin klal. Kvosim v'yizim chozo prat. So klal is prat to klal. Prat. Yatadana kena prat. That's also a type that we can learn out. Rabbi Lezer could learn out his rushes from this pasuk. Even though from Nazir he doesn't hold this way, but from here he can learn out the klal of prat uklal prat. Omalei Rav Yehuda midiskroi l'rova. He has the kasha to Rava. V'lilfa min hadein kro. Why don't you learn it out from another pasuk there in Vayikra that says, min is a prat, habehem is a klal, boka v'tzoyin chozer a prat. So also you have prat uklal prat. So the klal should be, iyatadan elakena prat. You can only add on things, it has to be like the prat. So Omle said like this, min hai lek lamashra mino. From this last pasuk here of min habehema, you can't learn this out. Because the imay hosna from this pasuk alone, habehema, I would have thought like this. Habehema, when the pasuk says,